Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, I hope you really enjoyed last week's teaching on progressive revelation. You know, my friend, it is our revelation of Jesus Christ that speaks of our understanding of who God is, how much He loves us, and how all of this impacts our daily Christian living. And if we get it wrong, let me say that again, and if we get it wrong, then all we do in life, and even all we do for God, will be wrong. Amen? Revelation is important. Well, this week I would like to start a very timely series, Occupy Till I Come. Again, Occupy Till I Come. So today I would like to make a few general comments, a few general remarks, share two verses from the Word of God, then get into the teaching or what the Lord would have for us today. But before I do, I would like to, and I know I don't say this enough, and I need to say it more often, that we must open up our spirit to the Holy Spirit so that we can receive that progressive revelation from Him. My friend, we need to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying. Let me say that again. This is important. We need to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying. If we do not, then my words will be heard on a natural level. And if you're not saved, they will be heard on a carnal or a fleshly level, where they will go into one ear and they will go out the other. The truth then will not take root in our hearts. Basically, we have wasted our time. Sadly, so many Christians every week, they go to church and they hear the Word of God and it just goes in one ear and out the other. It does not take root because they have not opened up their spirit. But my friend, I promise you, if you open up your spirit, saved or not saved, the Holy Spirit will be able to get to you what you can handle of the glory of the Word to your heart. My friend, unless we get what the speaker has for us by the Spirit, we will never, ever get it. No, never. The things of God are spirit and in life. Let me say that again. The things of God are spirit and in life. In John 6, verses 63, Jesus says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." They are spirit and they are life. My friend, again, if we do not get what I have to say by the Spirit, then you will never, ever get it. And I don't care how many times you listen to it, and I don't care who's even speaking it or whatever, we must open up our spirit so the Holy Spirit can speak it to our heart, because these words are spirit and they are life. Now, some would say, "Pastor Dave, wait a minute, hold your horses. How do I do that? How do I open up my spirit? Is there some switch I have to turn on, or just something I have to say or do?" Oh no, my friend. No, it is with an unbiased and an open heart, listening and wanting to receive from the Lord, wanting to receive from the Lord. It is the intent of heart. Open and thirsty is the one who the Holy Spirit can satisfy. Amen? So now my general comments are done. And now two verses. I would like to go ahead and keep these two verses before us each Sunday while I share this teaching, because these two verses are critical. So the first verse is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 13. And he, I believe it's Jesus, he calls his 10 servants and he delivers to them 10 pounds and says unto them, "Occupy till I come." Wow. Servants, occupy till I come. Now the Lord did not tell the servants what to do or how to do it when they occupy. Oh no. The Lord counted on the servants to know what to do and how to do it. Now my friend, open up your spirit real big here. You know, the Lord probably already trained his servants. After all, the Lord gave the servant his money and his things, his goods. So there was already a master worker or a teacher student relationship established here. And you know, the Lord counted on the servants to be good stewards. He didn't say this or that. He counted on them to be good stewards with his money. But if you read on in this chapter in Luke, we find that some of the servants did as the Lord wanted, but some of the servants did not do what the Lord wanted. But it is interesting to know also that the job of the servants was not farming or laboring or building or a carpenter or whatever, but it was gained by trading. The wealth was gained by trading, and you can see that in verse 15. And the second verse, a very powerful verse, probably one of the most important verses in the Bible, and here in 2 Corinthians 3 and 6, Brother Paul says these words, "For the letter killeth, but the Spirit," talking about the Holy Spirit, "giveth life." Boy, I like that. "The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." You know, one beautiful and helpful phase of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to take the truth and make it alive to us. Wow. But you know, it is possible to give mental assent to the letter or the law or the rules or the regulations of the Word of God. And we can believe them all thoroughly, yet at the same time miss out on certain inspirations and heart touches, which comes only by the Spirit's work in quickening and making real the truths which we hold dear to us and the truths we even teach and we preach. Amen? Over the past few years, I have had some revelation from the Word of God concerning the resurrection, or what some people would call the rapture. I got some good news for you. Jesus is coming back to earth, and I believe soon. Amen? Let me say that again. Jesus is coming back to earth, and I believe soon. As the angel said in Acts chapter 1, verse 11. This is what is written. "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into the heaven." Now, this is not the second coming, my friend. That will happen about 7 years after the resurrection, after the tribulation, as the angel said. Now I like that thought. I really do. I like that thought that Jesus is coming back after me and you, my brother or sister, if you are saved and walking with the Lord. You know, we can read more of this coming of Jesus in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Brother Paul again helps us. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord Jesus in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." Wow. So we have validated Jesus went away and Jesus will return. So this means the verse in Luke 19 and 13 makes perfect sense for us to occupy, do something until Jesus comes back. During that time, that over the past few years, I have studied and am thoroughly convinced from the standpoint of prophecy, as I understand it, and the current events that I see playing out in the world, that we are living in the end of days of this spiritual dispensation. I mean, you would have to be as dumb as a red brick not to be able to see the forces of darkness encircling the little nation of Israel. And her only true ally, America, is slowly turning her back on Israel, as I believe the scriptures predict. It will be Jesus, the Messiah, that comes to rescue little Israel, and why Israel will turn her heart again towards God. But we are here, wait a minute, to talk about occupying him, until Jesus returns. Amen? Well, one morning while I was waiting upon the Lord, the Spirit began to settle down over my heart in such a silence and rest as I have not sensed in many days. There can be such a heavenly quietness in the hush that he is able to bring into the restless heart. But as I sat there before him with my spirit wrapped in silence and most holy place in God, yet so alive and yet so still, the tenor of my heart's prayer was this: Dear Lord, you are coming. I pray you that you are near. But in these momentous days, so full of need, what would you have me do? What would you have me do? What would you have me do, Lord? Then he clearly gave me this word: Occupy till I come. This he spoke three times, and my heart was so happy to hear his voice. I continued to ask him what he means by occupy. It was in the answer to this question that he gave me this very teaching. Amen. More next week on Occupy Till I Come. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week and hoping that you've opened up your spirit and you have allowed the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. Until next week, God bless. Amen.